And reconciliation is when we take a simple step of faith and enter into a relationship with Jesus Christ, and we invite him into our life to be our Lord and our Savior.
与神和好代表的是我们要迈出信心的一步，我们与神也重新建立新的关系，而且我们邀请神来到我们的生命当中来掌管我们的生命。
And the Christmas story that is familiar to probably most of us here tonight is out of Luke chapter 2. And Luke chapter 2 tells us that today, in the town of David, a what? A Savior has been born to us.
那关于圣诞节的故事我们大家都很熟悉，其中大家也许最熟悉的是在路加福音的第二章，有说到今天在大卫的城有救主在为我们诞生。
And John chapter 3, verse 16, which we've all heard before, it really captures the essence of the Advent and the Christmas story when we read, "For God so loved the world that he gave us his only Son, that whosoever would believe in him will not perish, but they will have everlasting or eternal life."
我们知道约翰福音的第三章16节很好地表达了耶稣降临节和圣诞节的意义。他说到神爱世人叫 神爱世人，是赐下他独生子，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
And it's because of this love that God gave to us by sending us his son that you and I are here tonight and here during this season that we're celebrating the entire season of Advent and Christmas. It's merely because of God's love for us as his people.
完全是因为神的爱，他赐下了他的独生爱子，我们可以一起在耶稣降临节和圣诞节一起来庆祝神的诞生，耶稣的诞生。
And so I want to encourage you to take out your notes, and my message might be a little bit different tonight because we'll be reading the entire passage, but I'm going to stop and interject along the way for some commentary at each point. And so again, it's in your bulletin there with the notes already written in for you. But 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 through 21 is our text for tonight, and that's where we're going to start.
大家要是有机会的话呢，可以借着周报，我们可以一起来做一些笔记。那我们今天晚上要查考的话语是在约翰一书的第4章7到21节。那今天我的分享的方式可能跟以前有些不太一样，我会先来一边读，然后一边在每一个重要的地方，我会插入我自己的一些评论。
All right, 1 John, 4:7. Here's what it says. "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God."
约翰一书第4章第7节这样说道，亲爱的弟兄们，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。And
here's what we need to understand tonight. Love does not come from us. You and I could be the most loving people in the world, but we simply do not have the capacity to create love. And the love that I'm talking about is beyond our understanding and comprehension. The love that I'm talking about is infinite, it's everlasting, and it's a mystery.
好，那我们第一个需要学习的功课就是爱，我们没有办法产生爱。也许我们可以是世界上最可爱的人，但是我们没有这样的办法能够产生出爱来。今天晚上我谈到的这个爱，不是我们平时所说的，它超过了我们的所思所想。而且我们讲到的这个爱，它是无限的，是永恒的，也是一个奥秘。
There's an old hymn in the Christian faith that speaks about this love, and the words were written by Frederick Lehman, a man who, before he died, had come to know God's infinite love.
有这样一个诗歌，我们其实经常的有传唱。这个诗歌呢，是作者在他快要去世之前，他能感受到、了解到神无限的爱。
And listen to these words to experience the depth of the love of God.
当我们读到或听到这些歌词的时候，我们可以深深地感到神对我们的爱是多么的深。The
love of God is greater far.
这首诗歌这样唱到，真神之爱伟大无穷。Than
tongue or pen can ever tell.
口舌笔墨难以形容。It
goes beyond the highest star and it reaches to the lowest hell.
高潮筑心，深达地狱。The
guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win.
始祖犯罪，堕入引诱，神前爱子，使我罪人与神和好。His
erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin.
神前爱子，使我罪人与神和好。
Could we with ink the ocean fill And were the skies of parchment made? Were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade?
诸天当为纸张，地下万金当为笔杆，世上海水海洋当为墨水，全球文人集合苦干，但耗尽智力也难描写神的爱。
And he continues to write, and this is what he says, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky.
这首诗孩子们看到，即使海洋墨水会干，案卷虽长如天连天，但是仍然难以表达透畅。
O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure.
神的慈爱永存不变，伟大无限无量。
Friends, this Advent season, the love that we're talking about can only come from God Himself.
朋友们，在我们耶稣降临节的时候，我们所谈论的神的爱，主耶稣的爱，只有能够从神而来。
And it's a deep love, it's a rich love, and it's a love that will endure forever.
是一个深深的爱，是一个深沉的爱，是一个永恒的爱。
This passage continues in thought number two. It says, everyone who loves has been born of and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God.
这个约翰一书的第四章第七节接着说到，凡有爱心的都是由神而生的，并且认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神。
And let me pull out just a few things of what this verse is telling us tonight. The phrase, everyone who knows, is referring to all genuine Christians who give evidence of that faith and that Christian walk by their love for one another.
我们这里提到的这个一个词叫做凡有爱心的，我们知道这里凡有爱心的都是指的真实的基督徒，他们的真实也就表现在他们有互相弟兄姐妹之间的爱和对神的爱。
John 13:35 tells us that everyone around us will know that we are Christians or Christ's disciples if we love one another.
在约翰福音的13:35有这样说到，借着彼此相爱的心，众人就因此认出你们是我的门徒了。
And this passage is also telling us that those who are genuine Christians have been born of or have been perhaps spiritually fathered by God, and that makes us God's children.
这段经文也同样也提到，我们真实的基督徒都是有爱心，都是由神而生的，我们有个属灵的父亲就是神。
And we can find in just the chapter before our reading tonight, in John chapter 3, verse 23, that the command to show love to fellow Christians is preceded by our belief in Jesus Christ, so that love is the effect or the result or the outcome rather than the cause, rather than the root or the reason of the spiritual birth that's spoken of here in this passage.
在我们今天讨论的这一章的第四章之前的第三章，我们可以看到这里第三章的第23节有提到说，我们的一切的爱其实都是以我们对耶稣基督的信心信靠为前提的，所以我们也知道我们的爱不是一个前提，其实我们的爱是我们对神的信靠的结果。
And that leads us to another thought that we can take out of this passage, because another thought is this, it's telling us that unless we are born of the Spirit, we cannot show or express true love. We have to be born of the Spirit in order to express or show true love.
那在这个地方我们看到另外我们可以得到的结论，就是若不是从灵生的，我们就没有办法表达和展示神的真爱，所以可以看到说我们一定要能够是从神从灵生的，我们才能够表达神的爱。
It says everyone who loves has been born of God.
所以凡是有爱的都是从神由神而生的。
And here's another interesting piece that it's telling us, and it seems a bit harsh when you first read it, but it's telling us that if we do not loveThen we do not know, we cannot know God if we do not love.
好，那下一个我们要谈的观点，可能听起来刚开始听可能有些不能理解，就是如果我们不能爱的话，我们就不是真正的能够，我们就没有真正的认识神。
The person who does not love is not really a genuine believer. Why? Because a genuine believer, they'll have the evidence of that faith if they love people. And so if we don't love people, then we really do not know God or have a vital relationship with Him.
如果我们没有办法爱的话，我们就不是神真正的门徒。因为作为神真正的门徒，他就会要展示对弟兄姐妹之间的爱。所以我们没有这样的爱，我们就没有办法真正的能够表达我们是神的门徒。
And so for people, it's really a failure, or the failure to love others demonstrates that we're not genuine Christians, no matter what we might claim.
所以我们如果没有对我们周围的人，我们对我们的弟兄姐妹没有真正的爱的话，那我们就不是真正的基督徒，不论我们的嘴巴上怎么样去说。
And it's interesting to take a small note here that throughout the entire book of 1 John, the only specific moral fault that the author ever charges his opponents with in this letter is the failure to show love for fellow Christians when they have needs.
很有趣的，在这里我要想大家给大家提出来，在约翰一书的整个这一卷书当中，唯一一处约翰能够指责他们的别的对方的时候，就是说到有些人他们对弟兄姐妹所需要的爱，所需要有需要视而不见。
In chapter 3 verse 17, it says, "If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of God truly be in that person?"
So, 在第三章的第十七节有这样提到，凡有世上财物的，看见弟兄缺乏，却塞住怜悯的心，爱神的心，怎能存在他里面呢？
And during this Advent season, this Christmas season, I challenged my congregation with the same message. I want to challenge you as well, that we need to pay attention to this idea of love and truly express love to people around us during this season.
那我有对我的教会的弟兄姐妹有这样的挑战，那在这里我同样对大家也有这样的挑战，在这个圣诞的季节，我们要感受到神的爱，我们要向对我们周围的弟兄姐妹能够表达出我们对神的爱，我们就能关心有需要的人。
And then perhaps there's one more thing that this little verse here, the last part of 7 and the first part of 8 is telling us, and it's telling us here that there is a difference between knowing about God and knowing God.
这个地方我还想指出来的，就在第七节和第八节，这里我们可以看到，其实 了解神和真实的知道神，其实是两者之间是有差别的。
You might be familiar with Jesus' words in John chapter 17, verse 3, and it's just before he's arrested, and he's praying for himself, he's praying for his disciples, and for all the other believers, and he prays to God, and he says, "This is eternal life. This is eternal life."That they may know you, the only true God, and in Jesus Christ whom you have sent.
我们知道在约翰福音的十七章的第三节，在这个时候，耶稣在被捕之前，他不但为自己祷告，也为他的门徒祷告。他有这样说到：认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
And the term know.Here and in all of Scripture, often has a sense of beyond the basic meaning of simply having intellectual knowledge of something or someone.
这里我们知道，我们这里提到的这个了解和明白这个词，它有更深层的意思，不单只是指我们对一个事情或者一个人有一个简单的了解。
For you and I to truly know God means that we have a deep, intimate.Personal relationship with him.
这里我们讲到说要真正的能认识我们的神，就表示我们要和神之间有一个很深层次的一个亲密的和个人的关系。
One of the commentators when I was preparing this message says that to know God is to have a vital relationship with him, one characterized by faithfulness and rooted in love, confidence and profound enduring regard.
这个有一个非常好的一个注解关于这段话，就是说我们要真正的认识神，我们必须要和神建立一个非常重要亲密的关系，这样的关系是建立在信心之上的，是基于爱，是深刻的。
And to know God in all one's ways is to act in a manner that enables that relationship, that solidifies it, that promotes its welfare, and shows that one cherishes that relationship above everything else.
那我们在一切的事情上和这一切的方式上，我们要来认识神，就是要来建立这种和神之间亲密的关系，并且我们要加强巩固这样的提升这样的关系，来表明我们真实和神的这样的关系。
And let me ask you a question tonight. Do you know about God? Do you have an intellectual knowledge about God? Or do you truly know God? Do you truly have a deep, personal, intimate relationship with him?
那让我来问大家一个问题，你真正的了解神吗？你对神的了解只是停留在一个知识上，还是跟神有一个非常亲密的个人的关系呢？
I'm always a believer that, that no matter how many people come out to service, that every single one of us are here because God chose for us to be here.
我总是这么认为，不论我们有多少人来到我们的这个敬拜赞美，我们每一位弟兄姐妹都是因为神的爱来拣选了我们来到这个地方。
And I may not know where everyone is at in their spiritual journey, but God does.
也许我们没有办法知道我们弟兄姐妹我们在属灵的这个成熟上在成熟度到了一个什么样的地步，但是我们知道神了解。
And like God, I want to make sure that if you just know about God, that you move in a spiritual direction tonight to get to know.Having a deep, intimate, personal relationship with God, rather than just knowing God, but to truly know God.
如果你只是对神有一些简单的了解的话，那我想挑战大家的是，今天晚上希望你的属灵生命往前更进一步，能够真真实实的能够来认识神。
The third point for tonight is God is love. It says it a couple of times in this passage, but God is love. The Hebrew word for love is ahava or hasid.And the root meaning of love is to give. And it's most often used in relationship to a hierarchy, meaning that God is always giving to us, those who are below him. And so we understand love in the context of God to always be giving.
好，那我们这个地方我们看到的第三点就是神就是爱。在希伯来语中，爱的意思就是 ahava 和 hasid 的意思，就这样的发音。那爱的这个根源就是表达一个给予的意思，而这个地方所表达的意思呢，有好像是说神给他属于他的人的这样的爱。
And it's really difficult, to capture the full character, the full essence of who God is, and there's really not one attribute of God that's any more important than the others, but all of his attributes are expressed in conjunction with one another.And they all have their root in this idea of love.
有时候非常难的能够来表达所有的神的属性。我们知道神有很多的属性，而且这所有的这些属性好像都是互相的联系在一起来互为表征。但是我们知道他所有的这些属性都有一个根源，就是神就是爱。
And love, is the most powerful motivating force in all of God's being, and it deeply affects everything else that God is and all of what he does.
我们看到神的爱其实是神的各个方面一个最有能力的一个动力，它也影响着神的各个方面，也影响着神所做的一切。
And we can't possibly have enough time this evening to talk about the subject in its entirety of God's love, but let me just give you a few of those characteristics about God that have love as their root.
我们今天晚上没有办法有足够的时间来讨论关于神的爱的这个所有的这个话题，但是还是让我来给大家一些关于神的爱的一些特质。
And I'll move them, through them quickly, but they also are in your notes, here tonight, so if you miss one, just check your notes and it's there for you.
那我今天的这些会很快的来提到这个神的爱的特质，那这也在大家的周报上有记载。
God's love is self-giving.
我们看到神的爱是一种献上奉献上自己的爱。
Love will always involve action from you and I. It does with God, and it's going to with you and I as well.
我们知道爱其实总会带出行动，那神的爱也是会带出行动。
And the idea here is that love is expressed in the giving of oneself for the benefit or for the good of one another. Love is active, not passive.
我看到爱是主动的而不是消极的，爱是为了他人的好处来奉献自己。
God's love is also sacrificial. Not only is it self-giving, but it's sacrificial.
神的爱也是一个牺牲的爱，付出的爱。
God's love doesn't just motivate him to give, but it motivates him to give when it's going to cost him everything.
神的爱不但是一个奉献，他不但是让神能够来给予和付出，而且他给予了付出他所最拥有最宝贵的。
And the idea here is that for God to send us his only son, it cost him everything. That was his son. And he gave to us sacrificially. Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice, and God gave his son so that you and I might have life.
啊，我们看到神给了耶稣基督，也就是他的独生爱子。耶稣基督是神的一切，他为了我们的益处，给把献出了他的独生爱子。
And then God's love is also unconditional.
啊，我们看到神的爱也是无条件的。
One of the most amazing things about God's love is that it's extended to us even when we don't deserve it, and it continues to be firm and strong even when we don't respond to God's love.
啊，最为奇妙的关于神的爱就是，神爱我们的时候，其实也许我们并不值得神的爱。神的爱永远是坚定的，永远是强烈的，即使我们对神的爱有时候没有做出回应。
God's love is there for us when we don't deserve it, when we've been the worst of the worst.
啊，当我们完全不值得神的爱的时候，神的爱就还在那个地方。
And God's love is there even when we think that we want to run away from God. God and His love will always pursue us.
啊，神的爱也没有离去，神的爱也始终在追逐着我们，即使当我们想要回避神的爱的时候。
You might be sitting here tonight and perhaps you've never responded to the love of God. But guess what? He loves you anyway. And to do anything less than to love you and I would contradict who he is.
啊，也许我们在这里，我们坐在这个地方的时候，我们也许完全没有对神的爱做出任何的回应，但是神的爱还是在那个地方，任何少爱我们一点，都是对神他的爱的本质的一个抵触。
Let me go through these last few real quick here. God's love is eternal.
啊，神的爱也是永恒的爱。
It says in Jeremiah 31:3 that God has loved us with an everlasting love.
啊，在耶利米书的三十一章的第三节也说到，啊，耶和华说，我以永远的爱爱你。
God's love is also holy.
啊，神的爱也是圣洁的爱。
Everything that God does is done in the completeness or the totality of His being, and so His love must be consistent with all of His other attributes.
啊，我们知道神所做的一切的事情都是他作为一个整体的作为，所以我们可以理解他所做的一切和他的其他的属性都要保持一致。
And so since God is holy, then His love must be a holy love that encourages what? It encourages holiness in those who He loves. That's you and I. So the love of God is a holy love, and because God loves us, that is going to encourage you and I to live a holy life as well.
啊，因为神是圣洁的，所以神的爱也是圣洁的爱。而且不单如此，因为神的爱是圣洁的爱，我们被神爱的人也可以在我们的生命中带出圣洁来。
Then God's love is comforting.
啊，神的爱也是一个安慰的、平安的爱。
When we grasp the reality of God's love being comforting, we will no longer have to seek out security in our jobs, in our bank accounts, in our investments, in our homes, in our spouses, or anything else in all of this world.
啊，当我们真正的能够明白神的爱是一个平安的爱的时候，我们就不再需要从我们周围的世界当中来找到安慰。我们不需要从我们的工作、我们的财务，或者是我们的亲人当中来找到这样的安慰和平安。
When we understand that God's love is comforting, we will be able to rest in the Lord, be free from all fear, and have the security and the assurance that God's going to provide everything that we have need for.
啊，所以当我们能够知道神的爱是平安的爱的时候，是安慰的爱的时候，我们就能够藏身主怀，没有任何的惧怕。我们知道主已经应许了我们，他要赐给我们平安，要赐给我们所需用的一切。
And then God's love is life-changing.
啊，神的爱也是改变我们生命的爱。
Most of us, I would assume, long to be loving people, able to give love to our spouses and to our kids, to fellow believers and to unsaved acquaintances, and most of all, to the Lord Himself.
啊，我们知道我们大家都很希望能够去爱别人，我们需要把我们的爱给我们的家人，给我们的孩子，也给我们的周围的一些弟兄姐妹，或者一些还不认识神的人。
But there are times in our lives when we find that to be rather difficult.
啊，最重要是要去爱我们的神，但是我们可以看到很多时候要去爱别人也是非常的困难。
And here's the thought here, from me to you tonight.
啊，这个是我今天晚上要给你大家传递的一个信息。
It's nearly impossible for us to love others unless we are genuinely convinced that we ourselves are loved by God.
啊，我们很难去爱别人，除非我们真正的能够真真实实的能够感受到我们从神那里得到了爱。
And I wonder tonight if the reason that we come across people in our lives that are kind of tough emotionally, kind of calloused perhaps, or maybe insensitive at times, or can be considered to be unloving. I wonder if that's because they have never been convinced of the reality that they are loved by an Almighty God.
很多时候我在想说，为什么我们的生活当中经常可能会碰到一些非常严肃或者是非常不可爱的人，我在想是不是因为他们在生活当中他们没有感受到从神来的爱。
I can tell you from a number of years in ministry that when I counsel with individuals or kids or adults, whatever age they might be, or even couples, from time to time, that we could find the root in their difficulty in this area of not feeling loved by God or anyone else.
在我侍奉的这些年当中，我也为很多的一些年轻人或者是一些夫妇也做过很多的咨询。我发现大家在这个方面最大的问题就是他们没有真正的感受到从神来的爱。
And when we understand that God is love and He loves us, it truly can be a life-changing moment in our lives.
当他们能够真正的意识到神就是爱的话，他们可以发现神的爱可以改变他们的生命。
Many years ago, a world-renowned theologian was asked by a student what he considered to be the most significant theological truth that he ever learned. And his answer was this: Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so.
在一些年前，有一个非常有名的神学家有一个人问到他说，一个学生问他说，你所知道的最高深的神学的真理是什么？他回答到说，我知道的就是耶稣爱我，我知道，因为圣经告诉我。
And friends, it's as simple as that today. And we just need to believe that truth for us today. God loves us, period.
朋友们，真是非常简单的一个真理，一个道理。我们要做的就是要真真实实的相信神爱我们。
Let me put numbers 4 and 5 together for you today. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only son into the world that we might live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and he sent his son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
好，我们把关于爱的第四个条和第五条一起来讨论。这在约翰一书的第四章的第九节第十节这样说道，神差他独生子到世间来，使我们借着他得生。神爱我们的心在此就显明，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做了挽回祭，这就是爱了。
And the breakdown of these two verses goes like this: God sent his son Jesus to this earth to live and then to die a horrible deathTo cover or to forgive us of our sins. That's what atoning or atonement means. That's what this idea of being an atoning sacrifice is. It's a covering or a forgiving of our sins.
我们刚才读的这个圣经可以分成大概两个部分。第一个部分就讲到说，神差派他的独生爱子耶稣来到世界上，而且为了我们的罪被钉死，他成为了我们的挽回祭。这里讲的这个挽回祭这个意思就是让我们的罪得到遮盖，让我们的罪被赦免。
And those sins that will be covered are sins that are represented by our past, by our present, and by our future.
这里我们讲到被遮盖的罪，不但是指的我们过去的罪，也包括我们现在的罪，也包括我们将来会要犯的罪。
And it's only from God's merciful love for us, the love that we do not deserve,and for his atoning sacrifice that he made for us, that we have the opportunity to be restored and reconciled to him.
完全是因为神的爱，也许我们完全不值得他的爱，也是因为神给我们的献上的挽回祭，我们可以重新与神和好，建立新的关系。
If God would have not sent his son to us, he would have denied his own characteristic of love,and there would be no way for you and I to get to heaven.
如果神不差派他的独生爱子为我们罪而定死的话，这个和他自己他的爱的本质就相违背，我们也没有办法能够在天堂和神从和好。
Jesus was the ultimate sacrifice that was needed for God to show his love among all of us. by sending Christ to us.
耶稣是我们是神为了表达对我们的爱所需要唯一需要的这样的一个挽回祭。
Number 6, 7, and 8 kind of go together, and so let me read that passage for you as well.
第六和第七、第八也是我们一起来讨论第六、七、八几条。
Dear friends, since God so loved us, we are to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and his love is made complete in us. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him, and he in God, and so we know and rely on the love that God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world, we are like him.
我们可以看到说，神就是爱，住在神里面的就是住在神，住在爱里面的就住在神里面，神也住在他里面，这样爱在我们里面得以完全，我们就可以在审判的日子坦然无惧，因为他如何，我们在这世间也如何。
This idea of love being made complete among us, the fullness of God's love, it really comes together when three things happen.
我们这里讲到说神的完备完全是大概有三个方面的意义。
Number one, when God loves us.
第一就是表达神爱我们。
Number two, when we love one another.
就是我们互相弟兄姐妹互相之间的爱。
And number three, when he is living in us.
第三就是神住在我们中间。
And verses 13 and 14 that I passed over build on this thought of God living in us when it says, and we know that we live in him and he in us because he has given us his spirit.
刚才我跳过了这个第十三节和第十四节，这里有讲到说，从此我知道我们是住在他里面，他也住在我们里面，因为神，能够让我们，神给了他，把他的灵赐给我们。
And this whole idea of love is very much an experiential reality for each one of us.
所以我们这里讲到的神的爱其实是一个我们能够体验到的一个真实的爱。
It will absolutely require faith in things that are not seen.
这个也需要我们的信心。
But it's also going to require us to experience God living in us through his spirit.
我们也需要能够来体验，来感受到神通过圣灵住在我们的心中。
And how do we know when God is living in us?
我们怎么样才能知道神住在我们心中呢？
A good indicator is when we see the fruit of the Spirit operating in our lives.
那一个非常好的一个这样的表征，就是在我们的生命当中可以看到结出圣灵的果子。
Love and joy and peace and patience.
仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐。
Kindness and goodness and faithfulness and gentleness.
恩慈、良善、信实、温柔。
And self-control.
节制。
And Galatians 5 here continues and it says, Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
在加拉太书的第五章这有提到说，既然我们是靠圣灵生的，就得靠圣灵行事。
And keeping in step with the Spirit of God is evidence of us loving God, loving one another, and His living in us.
所以我们靠着圣灵来行事，就表达了我们来爱神，我们也爱我们的周围的弟兄姐妹，而神也住在我们的心中，住在我们里面。
Let me ask a question tonight.
让我来问你一个问题。
How are we doing in keeping in step with the Spirit?
我们是怎么样来能够做到，我们是不是真的做到了在圣灵，靠圣灵来行事？
If we're keeping in step with the Spirit, it's going to be easy to love God and to love others.
如果我们真真实实的是靠圣灵来行事，我们就很容易来爱我们的神，也爱我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
But if we're not keeping in step with the Spirit, it will be very difficult for us to truly love God and to truly love others.
如果我们没有真正的来靠圣灵行事的话，我们就不能来爱神，也不能爱我们周围的人。
All right, let's move on. Number 9 here tonight.
第九条。
There is no fear in love, is what the scripture tells us.
就在爱中没有惧怕。
But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment, and the one who fears is not made perfect in love.
爱里面有惧怕，爱既完全就把惧怕除去，因为惧怕里含着刑罚，惧怕的人在爱里未得完全。
When we look through scripture, we would find that the scripture mentions two types, specific types of fear.
我们在圣经中我们可以看到有两种不同的惧怕。
The first type of fear is beneficial, and it's to be encouraged.
其实第一种的怕其实是有益的，是应该我们大家鼓励大家的。
The second type is a detriment, and it needs to be overcome.
那第二种的话呢，是无益的，是我们要是对我们的属灵生命是有害的。
And the first type of fear that we find in Scripture is the fear of the Lord.
第一种就是表达我们对神的敬畏。
And this type of fear doesn't necessarily mean to be afraid of something. Rather, it's the idea of having a reverential awe of God.
这种敬畏呢，不是代表我们好像怕什么东西，而表达的是我们对神有一个敬畏的心。
It's the idea of having a reverence for His power and His glory.
也是我们对神的能力和对神的荣耀的一种敬仰。
And it's the idea of having a proper respect for God's wrath and His anger.
也是我们对神的怒气的一个尊重和一个正确的尊敬。
In other words, the fear of the Lord is a total acknowledgement of all who God is, which comes through knowing Him and His attributes.
所以这里我们看到我们对神的敬畏的心，也就表达我们能够表达我们完完全全的了解明白神的所有的属性，知道神是怎样的一位神。
And then the second type of fear that's mentioned in Scripture is not beneficial for any of us at all.
那第二种的惧怕呢，在圣经中提到的是对我们是有害的，对我们没有任何的好处。
And this is the spirit of fear that's mentioned in 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7.
这也是在提摩太后书的第一章第七节有这样说提到。
And that verse says this, For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind.
在提摩太后书中有这样说到，因为神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
And I think this passage could be a life-changing moment for us if we understand it.
我想这一段的经文可以成为我们改变我们生命的一段经文，如果我们能够真正的明白这段经文的含义。
A spirit of fearfulness and timidity does not come from God.
胆怯惧怕的心不是从神而来。
When you and I fear, it's only coming from Satan himself. And this passage and throughout all of Scripture, it's telling us that we have the power, not on our own, but through God, to come against Satan and his schemes, all in the name of Jesus.
当我们惧怕和胆怯的时候，我们知道这一切都是撒旦的诡计。圣经中也提醒我们，我们其实有能力，我们靠着神，我们有能力能够战胜撒旦，战胜撒旦的一切的诡计。
There is no fear in true love.
在爱中没有惧怕。
Let me wrap it up tonight and read the remaining verses for us. We love because he first loved us. That's in verses 19 and 20. If anyone says, I love God, yet hates his brother, he is a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother, whom he has seen, cannot love God, whom he has not seen. And he has given us this command, that whoever loves God must, it's a commandment. It's an act of obedience on our part. Must also love others.
第十九节到第二十一节，我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。爱神的也当爱弟兄。这是我们从神所受的诫命。这里特别提到，这个是神给我们的诫命。
And friends, tonight as we kind of wrap it up here, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 1 and 2 and Romans 12:10 reminds us that we are to be imitators of God, therefore, as dearly loved children, and that we are to live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, and we are to let no debt remain outstanding except for the continuing debt to love one another.
我愿意用以弗所书和罗马书的那几节经文来结束我的今天的讲道。在以弗所书中有提到，所以你们应该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己。凡事都不可以亏欠人，彼此唯有彼此相爱，要常以为亏欠，因为爱人的就完全了律法。
And the very last part of Romans 12:10 says, For he who loves his fellow man has fulfilled the law.
这里罗马书中有提到，最后提到爱人的就完全了律法。
And all of the commandments are summed up in this one rule, to love your neighbor as yourself.
所有的一切的诫命都包含在爱人如己这句话之内了。
And so during this Advent and this Christmas season, I really want to encourage you to love. Love God first and foremost,Love him with every part of your being, and then love your neighbor as yourself.
在耶稣降临节和圣诞节来临的时候，我希望鼓励大家，我们去爱，我们去爱神。但我们第一要爱神，我们爱神，还要爱我们自己，也爱我们周围的人。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
God, we pray tonight that you would do one thing in us.
主，我们祷告，向你现在祷告，求你在我们的生命中做一件事情。
That you would help us to love.
你来帮助我们去爱。
Help us to love like you loved.
主，让我们像你一样的来爱。
And we will be forever grateful.
我们会真的是为了你的爱，我们有感恩的心。
Amen.
Amen.